all of them get together not to negotiate anything. They get together not to convince each other of anything, but simply to exchange views about the status in the governance of internet in its different aspects and the challenges ahead.
On this particular occasion, the forum's main point of discussion is a sustainable development, internet and inclusive growth. What does this mean?
We are here in Guadalajara exactly a year after the Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development was endorsed. So we all agreed that during the next 15 years, we have to join efforts to try to achieve common goals. Internet and information and communication technologies are not only aiming itself in themselves, but they are also important tools for the achievement of sustainable development goals. Education, accessibility for disabled women and men, provision of health services, all of these are elements where technology, and particularly the internet, can be a very important tool. Particularly if we look at the question of leaving no one behind.
The penetration of broadband is increasing. Particularly, we see regions like Latin America that is making great progress. You see that some parts of Asia are also making great progress. But for example, you get areas like Africa is lagging behind. What do you think the international community can do?
There is an estimation that around 53% of the world's population, 3.9 billion people, still don't use internet. The challenge the international community does have is how to accelerate the inclusion of almost half of the population of the world in the benefits that the internet and the internet society provide today. As you rightly mentioned, there are several regions around the world that have been able to promote, encourage investment in technology in an accelerated manner during the last several years. But I would even insist on the following. Even within countries, governments and countries that have, in general terms, good access to the internet, still have to do an additional work to ensure that remote rural areas, poor regions, still have the possibility to use the internet. In places like Latin America, we still have to do an special effort to ensure that indigenous communities are having access. And precisely the Internet Governance Forum is providing a space for the discussion about how to do this, putting aside the question of investment, financial considerations. There are many other elements that can be exploited in a positive way to ensure that the maximum number of women and men around the world are having access to the internet.